This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
How's it going, everyone? It is Thursday, March 13th on a gorgeous day here in New Orleans. I guess the quiet before the storm is a-coming, so much so that LSU baseball has moved their game from a 6:30 first pitch tomorrow. It is now at 4:30 at Alec Box Stadium with a 4 o'clock pregame coverage starting on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app due to the threat of the incoming weather. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on that for you all through the weekend. Looking at some of the moves the Saints did, they were active today, agreeing to terms with cornerback Isaac Yiadom. Welcome back to Black and Gold for Ike. Also signing former Brother Martin and LSU star Will Clapp, a versatile center slash guard, a guy that's also back in the Big Easy after spending a few years away from home. And they also inked a tight end in Jack Stahl, who had spent time with the Philadelphia and Miami Dolphins. Of course, Kellen Moore has that connection with the Philadelphia Eagles there. So Stahl very knowledgeable of what Kellen Moore brings to this Saints team, and will be an interesting asset to see how he fits into the tight end room here. Looking at some of the names we've already inked, Chase Young we heard from today on Sports Talk with Mike Dettillier and myself earlier in the 4 o'clock hour. Also hear a little bit from his session today with the local media, and as well as Dante Pettis, wide receiver and special teamer who had a role last year with the team. Late in the season, he was signed on the practice squad last October, then made the 53-man roster in December. He ended up appearing in 8 games for the team, catching 12 passes, 120 yards with a touchdown. Also had a 2-point conversion as well. Was a second-round pick in 2018. Pettis has appeared in 58 games, 19 starts for the 49ers, Giants, Bears, and the Saints. He's caught a total of 83 passes for 1,104 yards with 13 touchdowns. He has agreed to terms of a 1-year deal to be back in New Orleans. And here's what a little bit of what he had to say with the local media today.
Hey, Dante, can you just kind of get into what the experience was like last year? I know you'd been kind of through some ups and downs with injuries and everything like that, and just kind of finding a spot in New Orleans where you could get back on the field.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously going into joining a team in the middle of the season is a little tough, but I feel like they made it easy on me. You know, we had some meetings in the morning to get acclimated with the formations, you know, just the offense in general. And then just meeting up with everybody, like the teammates and everything, like everybody made it easy on me. So it was nice.
And then obviously, coaching staff is different this year. So Chase was saying that the coaching staff part didn't matter as much because he liked the teammates he had last year. He kind of liked his experience in the building. Was that kind of similar for you, or do you also just kind of like what they're building with this new staff?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like the coaching staff. Familiar with Kellen Moore. He was my cousin's quarterback in college, so I was definitely excited to be able to work with him. But No, like what Chase was saying too, I love the locker room. Those guys are great in there. They welcomed me in and I had a good time with them.
Who is your cousin and what did he tell you about Kellen?
My cousin's Austin Pettis. And I mean, I've known about Kellen for a while. My coach in college, Coach Peterson, coached Kellen too. So, you know, there's definitely a lot of familiarity there. His brother actually was my receiver GA. So we've been kind of connected, never actually been able to work with Kellen, but I'm excited for the opportunity for sure.
Hey, Dante, what was your experience like with Keith Williams? And obviously he's back in New Orleans. Just kind of talk about him as a coach.
I love Dub. He is a hilarious guy. He knows a lot about football, high energy, really cares about us too. So that's one thing that you kind of look for in a coach is, do they not just care about us on the field, do they care about us off the field? And he definitely does that. So I'm excited to get back with him. We were texting the last couple weeks and just, you know, checking in. And like I said, he knows a lot about the game, knows a lot about receiver in general, and excited to be back with him.
Dante, obviously special teams is a big part of the equation for you. What was your experience working with Phil Galliano in the second half of last year, him taking over as the coordinator there?
Yeah, when I first got there, Phil was kind of the one, special teams-wise, that would pull me aside and make sure I knew what was going on. And so I'm happy that he's the one that's kind of taking over. And he obviously had some faith in me, putting me back there, returning, and just looking forward to continuing that role if that's what they want. And just looking forward to keep working with him.
Dante Pettis speaking with the media today. The New Orleans Saints, he mentioned at the end there with special teams, was 12.9 yards per return on punts and three kickoffs to return for 96 yards. That's 32 yards per return there. So he's got experience already with new special teams coordinator Phil Galliano as Darren Rizzi is off to Denver. After not getting the head coaching gig here. So good luck to him back on Sean Payton's staff. But another guy we got to talk to today, mentioned already, in Chase Young. He was on Sports Talk earlier. You can go back on the Odyssey app, rewind and listen to that. Also go to WWL.com. Here was his session from the New Orleans Saints media contingent earlier today.
Chase, congratulations and welcome back. What went into your decision to run it back with the Saints, Chase?
I say I enjoyed my time. Just enjoying my teammates, enjoyed New Orleans, enjoyed our fan base. It was just a real cool environment, and, you know, just something I wanted to be a part of.
With a new coaching staff coming in and a new defensive coordinator, what have been the conversations, I guess, to kind of let you know how or let you feel like you wanted to come back?
I mean, honestly, it was just really just how I felt just being in the building, you know, because the new coaches that are on now, I didn't have those guys just yet, but I'm just going, it was off mere fact that I just love being in New Orleans, enjoyed my teammates, and, you know, my family liked it. So that was really kind of a priority and big for me.
Have you had some conversations, though, with Coach Staley, Coach Davis, and have a pretty good feel for how they envision you fitting in their defense?
I talked to Coach Staley yesterday, talked to Coach Rogers the other day, and, you know, loving what I'm hearing, just the plan, you know, how we're going to be on the edges, you know, how we're going to be able to fly.
Obviously, a lot gets made of 4-3 versus 3-4 since, you know, as they've said, once you're in nickel, you know, they're all kind of similar anyway. But have you played in a scheme that at least is similar to this in its base before and feel like you're a good fit for that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like an edge player is an edge player. At the end of the day, you playing on the edge. Most of the time, it's the same rules. I mean, you can have four down. You know, you can argue last year our 4-3, you know, when we went to a different package and Shark and I went to a 4-I, that's basically a 3-4. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's just who's on the edge.
How did being healthy last year really impact your career? Like, what do you think it did for you and just the benefit of being healthy all season?
I mean, shoot, it did a lot. I mean, you know, that's what I've been working towards. But I definitely think it always helps being healthy. You know, this is a league where people get injured, you know, snap of a finger, you never know. So, you know, it's always a blessing to, you know, be able to go through a season fully healthy, you know, play every single game. So I was definitely blessed.
Chase, how important was it for you, I guess, to be able to basically go all the way through from training camp on, didn't miss many practices, you were there for every game? How important was that for you, I guess, mentally?
It was different. You know, like, you guys, a lot of people don't really understand. After I got my surgery, I had to sit down for 3.5 months, like, do nothing, like, bump on the log, like, I had a month to prepare for training camp. So, I mean, to go out there and to do what I did, I mean, that's why I ain't wasting no time this offseason. So, you know, my fire's still lit, you know, so, you know, it's on.
Chase, kind of after being able to stay healthy last year for the first time in, you know, a little while, now being able to stay healthy, being able to, you know, be healthy heading into training camp, how much did the experience of the past few years alter your perspective and help kind of, you know, change your perspective on that front?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everything happens for a reason, you know, I'm a man of my faith and, you know, I feel like everything happens for a reason. You know, it's a reason I'm still young. It's a reason, you know, I got injured a little bit in my career and, you know, just the blessings that he has blessed me with. I know that he still gives me opportunity to do everything that, you know, that I want to do, and that's play football. So I just know I'm blessed. You know, even my opportunity with the Saints, that's just a blessing that I can't explain, a blessing I already always dreamed of. So, yeah.
Chase, what did you make of the contract and just having that security even from a multi-year perspective?
Man, it's a blessing. You know, I hit Mickey yesterday. I just had to thank him, you know, for believing in me. And I'm working every day, so we're going to see.
Chase, what do those negotiations kind of start with the Saints? So, like, did you always anticipate this was somewhere you'd end up back, or were you kind of anticipating you'd spend some time in the market?
Nah, New Orleans is where I wanted to be. My family loved it. I loved it. Just the culture down here. And, you know, I love playing with this group of guys. I feel like I mixed right in with them, and, you know, I had a lot of fun all year, you know, despite what was going on in football.
Last year when you came here, you kind of bet on yourself. What was that process? Basically said, I'm willing to bet on myself and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in football, it's always betting on yourself. Every year is betting on yourself. I feel like that's what I kind of realized, you know, through injuries and up and downs. And, you know, it's always, you always betting on yourself. I feel like every year that you go for them games and you strap your helmet up, every year is betting on yourself. And, you know, you just got to be built for it. You got to be strong mentally.
Was there something you credited to being healthy the whole year, like your the way you took care of your body or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely trying to, I guess, up everything I do, you know, in the right way, you know, in terms of IVs, you know, just basically every thing I can do. I bought this machine for like $30,000, like a PEMF machine. It's like, it's a great machine. This thing attacks inflammation everywhere. So I'm investing in my body totally. And, you know, it's paying off. So that's just what I'm going to continue to do.
Is that something you just like keep in your house? Like how do you?
Yeah, like I just, it's like basically it's this machine that, I mean, I think probably every training woman in the NFL probably has it, but it's like a whole chair. Like it goes back and it goes all the way down like to the floor. So I could just be chilling in the house and just sit on it just for 2 hours. And it's a PEMF. It's really good for you.
What does it help with?
Inflammation, scar tissue, in terms of it helps bone density, cartilage, all that, rejuvenating everything. It's crazy.
Still just a 25-year-old Chase Young talking there. Love hearing the fact that he wants to be in New Orleans. He didn't want to even really test the free agent waters. He knew he wanted to be back in the Big Easy here.
It's also interesting kind of hearing the comparison from last offseason where he was going through, you know, different medical issues.
Right.
And where he wasn't really able to get going until basically the month of training camp. But now he's got the full offseason to prepare, and we'll see what he can do in 2025.
5.5 sacks last year. We know he had the pressures. Hopefully he can get hit home a little bit more this coming season. And definitely only I feel like there's more and more upside to this guy. We haven't even scratched the surface of what Chase Young can do. And I'm sure Brandon Staley's salivating getting a hold of this guy. He is a physical specimen.
Mike is always right when he says you always want to gamble on the younger player.
Right.
25 years old, he's got plenty in the tank. It's not a question about that. And he's got all the talent in the world. He's just got to tap into it. If he's healthy, good to go. You know, 17 games last season and a full offseason to prepare for this year. It's definitely exciting to think about.
Maybe I can get to be good buddies with him, go to his house, hang out in that chair, and, you know, hook up to whatever that machine is.
Get to work, Steve.
To help reduce some inflammation I've got, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Taking a break, we'll get back to some more sports talk, LSU Tiger talk, spring football, SEC play starting for baseball. Glenn West, senior writer for Go247.com, joins us next. Stay tuned on WWL.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Steve Geller with Charlie Long, and happy to welcome in now Glenn West, senior writer at Go247.com. Glenn, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Definitely appreciate your time. I know it's busy, busy, busy right now. Plenty going on in Tigerland. First up, touching on the spring football practices. Beautiful weather outside. I know your viewing window for actually getting to see anything is really short out there. But what have you noticed, at least from the limited practices from LSU football that you've seen so far?
Yeah, so they've had about 3 or 4 practices now. We got to go visit on Wednesday for about 20 minutes. So I'm just going to temper your expectations here. We haven't seen a whole ton yet, but hopefully as spring goes along, we'll get to see and have some more long thought views. But just, really the first thing that I wanted to go out and see on Wednesday was just LSU's new defensive line coach, Kyle Williams, who they hired after the Saints had hired Bo Davis. They went out and they brought in a former really highly regarded player and somebody who had a 13-year NFL career, but has never coached at this level before. And so I was very curious to see kind of how he was interacting with the players and things of that nature, how he was teaching, what the interactions were like. From our distance from where we were, it seemed to be like they were going through individual drills and he was reaching them and pulled a couple of different players aside to show them a couple of technique things, and kind of watching for about 5 to 10 minutes there was head coach Brian Kelly. He was right there in the middle of it and watching from a distance as well, and keeping an eye on how things were going on that interior D line. So that's a position that LSU's really going to need to step up in terms of just developing their young talent, their core. And I think it was a good thing to see Williams out there at least so early in the spring to where they can start building that rapport as a unit. So that was certainly one thing to watch. And then obviously the secondary and the cornerback room in particular, some of the additions they made, whether it's transfer Mansur, Delane, Jakeem Jackson, freshman DJ Pickett. There's a lot to like there, I think, in that cornerback room in terms of just potential and talent and length and size that they just haven't had. Hopefully some playmaking ability too. So there's definitely a lot of things to check out throughout the entirety of this spring, but you had to start with the defensive side of the ball, because I think that's where if LSU wants to take the kind of steps they want to this year, the most progress is going to have to come on that defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you mentioned the corners. I'm curious about the other part of that secondary. How are the safeties looking for LSU?
Yeah, I mean, safety is another huge deal for them, because they didn't attack it as much as they did at the cornerback spot, right, in the transfer portal or this freshman class. So you're relying a lot on internal development from guys that you have returning, guys like JV and Tobiano. Deshaun Spears is a second-year player that's a former top 50 recruit. Jordan Gilbert is a veteran on this unit that had a lot of playing time last year. So, and then they did make one addition out of the portal into Marcus Cooley, who I think could potentially slide in as a nickel for them. You know, they had him working with the safeties, and we really didn't get a chance to see the defense line up or anything like that as an 11-man unit at any point during the 20 minutes we've seen. But everything that we've heard, it's, he's going to probably be a nickel for them. And Toviano, Spears, Gilbert, those will kind of be the three to really watch in the back end of the defense and that deep part of the field.
Glenn, hop into the diamond. SEC play is finally here. I mean, we kind of joke about like football season, right? We're all wanting to get back to NFL football, and then preseason gets here, and you're like, okay, when does the real thing start? That kind of feels like the same thing with LSU baseball. Like, we're all waiting for LSU baseball to start, and then non-conference play gets here, and LSU kind of cruises through. Like, all right, when does SEC play start? And it's here. But, you know, you're getting a start against Mizzou, who's now 8-8 on the season. They have the worst record in the SEC. Just want to get your thoughts on this matchup early on. I saw that Missouri's, as a team, they hit 301, so they can swing the bat a little bit, but kind of their downfall comes on the mound with a 6.2 cumulative ERA. And it just feels like, you know, if some runs are scored this weekend, advantage Tigers with how that offense is playing right now.
Yeah, I certainly agree. I think that's going to be where LSU's going to have to win this series. And, you know, we were talking with Jay Johnson today, and he even told us, like, you know, the offense is where they kind of make their money, but Missouri is certainly, I think he said they have a couple really solid pitchers. I mean, their ace, I believe, has 26 strikeouts and only 4 walks this season so far. So, he's going to throw the ball over the plate. LSU's just got to be able to hit him and consistently get on base. And that's something they've done really, really well this year. I mean, they're top 5 in the country in free passes and walks and hit by pitches. And that's just right up Jay Johnson's alley in terms of what he wants his offenses to kind of be built around, you know, constantly getting on base, putting pressure on teams and their pitching staffs in that way. And they've done a really nice job of it. Really, since that Omaha game that you saw them drop in week 2, they've scored double digits, I believe, in 8 or 9 of the 11 games since then. So they've been really on top of it. I think you've seen some real great development from guys like Jake Brown, from Chris Stanfield, the center fielder. Derek Curiel, the freshman left fielder, has been really solid for him. And then the known commodities, too, are really starting to get it going, whether it's Jared Jones, Stephen Milam. Those guys are all kind of dialed in right now. So I do think that if LSU is able to swing the bats like they have been, they should be able to, at the very least, win the series and hopefully sweep it if all things kind of come together for them.
You brought up there the freshman Freeman. phenom, Derek Curiel. I can't believe this kid is, you know, just so calm, cool, collected right at the start here. Really impressive. Just overall, you know, your impressions of him and what he's been able to do at the plate and the outfield.
Yeah, he's a special talent. And, you know, I think just the word that I get just kind of around the program and I talk to players and coaches about him, it's just the level of maturity that he already has as a freshman. And when I say maturity, I mean not only just off the field, but maturity at the plate. I mean, this is a guy who already has 21 walks to 11 strikeouts. He's got two hit-by-pitches. He never gets out of his plan. He has a .602 on-base percentage 17 games into the season. I mean, it's just pretty ridiculous how consistent he's been at the plate. He's been the perfect leadoff man for this team. You've noticed if you've watched some of the games here recently, they've kind of settled into a top two of him and Jared Jones kind of leading this thing off. And it feels like every game those two are putting up runs right off the bat, you know, with Curiel getting on base and then Jones being able to bring him in with either an extra base hit or a home run. That has really worked at the top of LSU's order, so I don't expect that to change anytime soon. But Curiel's been really good at the plate, you know, in the field. Haven't seen anything to suggest that he's not going to be a wizard out there defensively. He makes all the plays. So he's a really talented freshman and a guy LSU fans are going to love for the next couple of years.
Glenn, to your point, it happened right off the bat against Xavier in that matchup in the midweek. Curiel gets on base and then Jones pops one out. And then all of a sudden it's 2-0 right off the bat. And, you know, kind of extending it a little bit, the top five kind of seems to be settling in, where Daniel Dickinson being kind of the protection for Jared Jones, because you know, we were talking with Scott Sanders, a former MLB pitcher, in the last hour, Glenn, and he's kind of questioning how many fastballs Jared Jones is going to see this weekend against Mizzou, if they're going to attack him, because he's just swinging such a hot stick, hitting .510 in this 12-game winning streak with seven doubles, six homers, 24 RBI. He's just been a monster right at the top of that lineup. But extending it a little bit past Jared, you have Danny Dickinson and Josh Pearson, who's been really, really good this season, and Stephen Milam. It's that top five, so dangerous. I mean, and it's just a complete lineup right now, but the top five is what should keep opposing coaches up at night.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you mentioned it there with the protection there on Jones. We've seen it kind of switch at times. You know, Pearson, I think, has been behind him at certain points this year, but LSU's really found something here, I think, with Danny Dickinson. And, you know, for Dickinson, this is going to be kind of his first crack at SEC competition. You know, he's played very similar teams in his past at Grand Valley to what LSU was playing in most of the non-conference. It's this slate of conference play here over the next 30 games where we're going to learn a lot about him and kind of what his, you know, makeup is like as a player and everything that, you know, we've seen and heard to this point. I mean, he's just an absolute ball player. He's a guy that, you know, you want out there on the field. Jay Johnson absolutely loves him. And you know, I think he's kind of that perfect guy to back up Jones in that spot. And, you know, Pearson's just a guy that has so much, you know, built-in experience now. I mean, he's a four-year player. I was just watching some highlights of their run in Omaha a couple days ago, and every big hit, or so many of the big hits in the regional and super regional, came off the bat of Josh Pearson, and he just has so much of that built-in trust with Jay Johnson as well. So when the going gets tough in conference play, I don't expect Pearson to not be in the lineup. And then with Milam, I mean, that's a pretty great guy to have in the middle of your lineup there. He'd probably be at the top of most of the other teams in the country in one of those top three spots, but he's been swinging it great. Been playing a real nice shortstop for him too, making all the routine plays. And that top five has been really solid. And, you know, kind of to have a guy like Stanfield in that nine hole who can turn the lineup over, and he's been getting on base a lot more recently, I think is just a real nice kind of way to round out that lineup. And LSU really is just kind of clicking on all cylinders right now offensively.
Glenn, you talked about Derek Curiel, the star freshman at the plate. I wanted to bring up William Schmidt, who obviously very highly touted freshman coming in to the LSU program and what he's done so far this year. Jay
kind of mentioned earlier today that his days in midweek games are probably quote-unquote over for the rest of his career. I want to get your thoughts on William Schmidt and kind of the general game plan for him, because I think right off the bat he's going to be a really strong bullpen piece for the Tigers and used in high-leverage moments for this team whenever they need him. But at the same time, this is a guy that if you're looking at the weekend rotation, I think it is set in stone. It's been the same basically the entire season with Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson and Chase Shores back-to-back-to-back. But if any of these guys kind of stumbles, I guess you would say, William Schmidt's kind of waiting in the wings.
Yeah, I would say William Schmidt and Connor Ware, too, the transfer that they brought in, he would be right in that mix as well if they were to ever make a change with that starting group. But you asked about Schmidt specifically. You just love everything about the way that he throws and the way that he carries himself. I mean, he has pitched, started midweek games. He's gone up to 60 pitches. He's a guy that, should one of these starters this weekend, kind of get into a tough spot in the first couple innings, I think he's somebody that you can bring in and have him go 2-3-4 innings. He's got that kind of length in him because of the way that LSU has built him up this spring. So he can fill that role. We saw him a couple weeks ago in Texas close out one of the games in the ninth inning. Like, I think he could fill that role for you as well. So there's just so many ways that LSU is going to be able to use him in weekends. I don't know that he's somebody you're going to see multiple times in a weekend. I think it just kind of depends on, how many pitches he throws on a first outing. But he's certainly somebody that's going to figure heavily into this thing out of the bullpen. I would throw certainly Cason Evans, Zach Cohen, Gavin Guidry when he gets healthy, which sounds like it's happening pretty soon. We'll get a more firm timetable on him in the next couple days, but I do think he's going to be ready sooner than later. But they have some options in the bullpen that they can really go to that they feel comfortable with, and that's a huge thing to walk away with in non-conference play to kind of have that lined out.
And Glenn, the start of the season hasn't been all, glorious sunshine and rainbows for this LSU squad. Looking at a guy that's been struggling right now at the plate, Michael Braswell. Now he's batting .182, and just wondering, is he dealing with something right now, or is it just kind of being in a funk to start the season out?
Yeah, he's been in a tough little spot here to start his second year in Baton Rouge. He just hadn't been able to get it together with the plate yet. I do think that he'll have some opportunities to continue to play and potentially earn that spot back. But right now, they feel really good with what Tanner Reese is doing for him at third base. He's been really consistent for him at the plate, getting on base. He's seen a little bit of power from him in the last couple of games as he's had more opportunities. And so I think it's probably going to be more of a platoon thing. But I think in most cases, you'll see Tanner Reese start against righties. I think Michael Braswell could certainly earn a start against, a spot lefty in the SEC. That they faced in starting games, but they really like what Tanner Reese has given them, and I think he's somebody that you're going to have to pay attention to going forward at that spot.
Yeah, Tanner Reese is swinging a hot stick right now, Glenn, and I remember listening to Jay in the post game in that matchup against Xavier when he mentioned Jake Brown, who went 3-for-3 in that sixth spot. He likes having the quote-unquote nobodies in the sixth hole, because we talked about the top five where it's just so loaded with talent. But Jake Brown, very quietly hitting .387 during this 12-game winning streak. He goes 3-for-3 against Xavier, and he's kind of in that sixth hole. So, yes, if you somehow make it through the gauntlet of those top five hitters, you have Jake waiting in the wings to maybe cause some more damage.
Yeah, no, Jake Brown, and honestly, that two whole spot there where it's Milam batting fifth and Jake Brown batting sixth I believe I have to get the updated here. Okay, so in a combined 110 at bats, they have four strikeouts combined. They've each struck out twice apiece this season. Their on-base percentage is through the roof. They're .460 and .434. They are just absolutely been on-base machines. I really like what LSU's been able to do with their entire lineup. But when you've got guys in that 5 and 6 hole that aren't slowing down after those first 1, 2, 3, 4 guys, that's just got to be so demoralizing for an opposing pitching staff when you've got guys that are getting on base and hitting for contact that consistently. So we'll see how that translates to the SEC. I think they should have a good opportunity here to really kind of showcase themselves in week one against a Missouri pitching staff, like we mentioned earlier, that hasn't been elite by any stretch. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for those guys to really thrive and kind of show off what they can do to kind of settle into SEC play here.
Glenn, definitely always appreciate your time. What should folks go check out at go247.com right now?
Yeah, always busy. We got, you know, SEC play cranking up for baseball. We got spring football. Recruiting visits are always going to be here over the next month or two. So y'all come check us out and hang out with us on the boards.
Thanks again, man. Not much talk about that LSU men's basketball team, though. Woof.
Yeah, womp womp.
Yeah, might need to save that talk for a month or so from down the road. Yes. Yeah, I agree. All right,
thanks, Glenn. Guys.
Take it easy, Glenn. Thank you. Senior writer at go247.com. You can follow him at GlennWest21 on Twitter. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be right back with more, so stay tuned on WWL. Folks, don't forget, you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely free. Listen to all 4 hours, one specific hour, or just the hottest clips. Just download the Odyssey app and follow Bobby Hebert. It's that easy. We realize you can't always listen to this entire show live, so Odyssey makes it a lot easier for you to listen when you want, how you want. That goes for this show or any of the shows you love on WWL. Just download the free Odyssey app today and take control, or you can tell your smart speaker, play WWL. Right now, we're going to play it to break. We'll be back with more right after this on WWL. You guessed it. Welcome back into Sports Talk. If you're looking for the Pelicans game, you can tune in to the Big 870 AM tip-off against the Orlando Magic coming up in just a few minutes. Pre-game coverage going on right now, like I said, on the Big 870 AM, Pelicans taking on Orlando. Charlie, I know you wanted to mention something about LSU baseball.
Yeah, we're talking about the lineup, and man, it was when we were mentioning with Glenn how there's not really any holes in the lineup, and LSU's proving it. In their 12-game winning streak, they're hitting .361 as a team, averaging 11.3 runs per game. It's the longest winning streak that they've had since 2023. It's a really, really, really talented offense, Steve. But it's not just that, but it's also the pitching staff.
Right.
And, you know, we've talked about William Schmidt and where he could potentially fill in this weekend, but the weekend rotation has been so stout early on. I know that Blake said that they've been a little bit inconsistent, and sure, there's a little bit of inconsistencies here and there, but it really is a top five unit in the SEC. They're holding teams to a .207 cumulative batting average as a team, as a staff, Steve, holding basically just above the Mendoza line. That's impressive on both sides of the ball. So great offense, great pitching. No wonder they're the number one team in the country.
Something I'm looking forward to getting into with Joe Healy next hour, talking, you know, D1 baseball, SEC coverage for them, is just the fact it seems like conference-wide this year, there's just been so many dominating SEC victories. Like, it's really been like a preseason play for the conference.
For those that want to go take a look at how good the SEC is, there's like two teams with more than three losses. And that's like Texas A&M, who's kind of stumbled out the gates, and Mizzou. Outside of that, every other team, like 17-plus wins.
Dominating, right?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Coming back with more Sports Talk. Stay tuned for the 7 o'clock hour for folks. First news break right here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.